Nearly 3 years ago, Guatemala City's bishop, Juan Girardi, was bludgeoned to death in a murder that shocked the country. Human rights groups say he was killed because he published a report blaming the military for the majority of atrocities committed during the country's 36-year civil war. Some 200,000, mostly indigenous people, were killed before peace accords were signed in 1996. 5 people are on trial for Girardi's murder, including the highest-ranking military officer to stand trial for human rights violations. This case and others have Guatemala's unstable justice system on trial. NPR's Jerry Hatton reports.
Bishop Juan Girardi was beaten and killed with a chunk of sidewalk as he arrived at his home here, next to the Church of San Sebastian in downtown Guatemala City. 2 days earlier, he had released a church document known as the Remy Report, which placed responsibility for 9 out of 10 war atrocities squarely at the feet of Guatemala's military. Frank LaRue heads a local human rights legal defense organization. He says the Remy Report demanded justice, so the army silenced its champion.
We believe that it was the military. Of course, the report was out, so they were not going to stop the report. But I think what they wanted to prove is that even with the report out, they could still take revenge and use violence against anyone they could.
Now, 3 years later, 2 officers, a sergeant major, Girardi's cook, and another priest, are all on trial for planning the bishop's assassination. The case is significant not just for its victim, but for one of those accused. Retired Colonel Disrael Lima is the highest-ranking soldier ever to face a judge for crimes associated with the war. In a break during the trial, Lima denied his involvement.
Yo reitero que me duele la muerte de Monseñor Girardi como fue.
I repeat, the death of Girardi pains me, but we are innocent, and I defend the armed forces. The prosecutor hasn't wanted to investigate the other hypothesis.
That other hypothesis suggests burglary as the motive. It hasn't received much attention, largely because of eyewitness testimony against the accused. Also, political murders dressed up as robberies have been a common modus operandi in Guatemala. Father Mario Rios Montt is the priest who replaced Girardi as head of the Catholic Church's human rights group. He says whether the accused are found guilty or innocent, what's crucial is a clean trial in which the courts are free to act according to the law.
I think we're all waiting to see the results of this trial because we're convinced that our people need to recover their confidence in the system. If this case can't show that justice can rule Guatemala, then no case can.
But another case may soon test the independence of the judiciary. Father Rios Montt's own brother, the president of Congress, faces charges for altering a tax law. While Father Rios Montt chose the cloth, Brother Efrain became Guatemala's dictator in 1982 and 1983. This was the bloodiest period of the war. Human rights groups want him tried for genocide, but say this tax trial is a start. Frank LaRue's legal defense group says it plans to bring formal genocide charges against Rios Montt, the congressman, within weeks. To do that, the Supreme Court must first strip the former dictator of his immunity, as it's done for the tax trial. Meanwhile, the Girardi case moves forward despite violent assaults against judges and attorneys. One judge and a special prosecutor have already fled the country following death threats. A second jurist, Iri Jasmin, was attacked with grenades on the opening day of the trial. Judge Jasmin.
I think that this was an attack on Guatemala's entire justice system, not just against me. The people want justice to work, and we judges have been called upon to deliver it.
In a sign that the legal system may be gaining strength, Judge Jasmin is refusing to recuse herself from the case. Jerry Hatton, NPR News, Guatemala City.